Firstly, when you would decide to join us, you would become the student of the SG Warsaw School of Economics. And of course, as being the student, you will have a chance to actually access all the SGH resources. That means the library, the electronic databases, the contacts that are available at the SGH Warsaw School of Economics. So everything what we have at hand for regular students. I put here a beautiful picture of the SGH library. I know that, especially in the pandemic times, nobody visits the libraries, but I'm just letting you know that this is one of the actually most beautiful buildings in our campus, so it's actually worth seeing. But nevertheless, you'll have also the access to the electronic databases, so everything is available also online, so you won't be forced to actually visit the library if you won't have time or if you simply don't want to do this. Secondly, in this program, you'll have a chance to specifically explore the contemporary dimension of the diplomacy, especially economic diplomacy. And I'm always telling that to those who actually believe that it's going to be more about, you know, glasses and dresses program, it's not this way. I mean, that's not the way it works. Of course, there is diplomatic protocol, a special course devoted to that issue. But in general, that's about economic issues connected with diplomacy. It's not only about diplomacy. So we put here a strong emphasis on the economic content of contemporary diplomacy. Then one of the issues that we very much also emphasize is that we want to deliver knowledge and practical insights. So as you'll see in a minute, majority of our lectures and courses or the lectures itself, these are not only classes that are devoted to, I don't know, getting the knowledge itself, but also we focus very much on giving you practical insights on how that actually works. Because at the end of the day, this is what the students expect to have and to get from postgraduate studies. And something what I value very much, skills training. So you'll see that again in a minute in the program description, that there's a huge block of classes that is devoted to skills training. And that includes negotiations, both bilateral and in the multilateral for us, but also public speaking classes, or the classes connected to product management or managing dispersed or virtual teams, which is of special importance, especially in the times of COVID and the work that is so much digital nowadays. You'll be studying in our program under the supervision of business practitioners and experienced diplomats and recognized academia representatives. What do I mean by that? So our program is a combination of, as said before, practical insights, and that is delivered by people who, on daily basis, work with business, by experienced diplomats with years of actually experience in diplomatic services and activities, but also one of the best academia representatives, meaning one of the best, I mean those who are the most recognized in their actually fields of studies. We'll be doing this program this year in the online mode. So we've decided to go online because we believe that diplomacy itself is very international, and all the issues connected with the pandemic were forced to become digital. So we believe that this is a necessity actually nowadays, apart from the fact that I'm a huge fan actually of online classes. So like this is another another reason. We very much appreciate the evaluation service from our students from previous editions. So you know, there's a check and balance actually situation. So if we get the information from our students that some of the courses that we had or some of the teachers that we worked with was not the best suited for them. So we decided to change those classes or to start cooperation with different teachers. So in this sense, this program is all the time improved. So you can be sure that we are doing our best to actually go into one of the best postgraduate studies, probably here at SGH. Then last but not least, I think that we are kind of a student-friendly team and we are experienced team. So Anya has for a number of years worked with postgraduate programs. So she knows how to run on the organizational level such programs. So you can be sure that at each step, you will get a very good administrative support and that she will actually make your life as easy as it is possible in the online mode. And she will, I would say, fix the issues as soon as possible. That's how I know her. I have also worked in that program in a different position for the last 3 years. So in this sense, we've been there and we've been doing that for some time. So how the program looks like? Well, you do have those three blocks. But apart from that, so those three blocks include courses. Apart from those courses, this year, due to the fact that we do have this online mode, we plan to have side events. What does it mean? I mean, we want to have like networking possibilities for the students or the meetings with diplomats that will not be the content of the course, of the courses that you'll be taking. So apart from the courses, you will have additional possibility to network among the group that you're in, because this is one of the reasons why people very often join the postgraduate studies. And then secondly, you'll have a possibility to also meet different diplomats during some digital coffee meetings. That's how I'd prefer to call it. So apart from that, as said before, our program is divided into three blocks. The first one, these are introductory courses. I mean, they are a necessity, I would say, because you need to have a strong background in international economics if you want to understand how the world economy actually works. And believe me, I've seen it myself, that this is a really necessity. Then you'll have an introduction to economic diplomacy, and that's a course that will show you how in contemporary world economic diplomacy looks like. Then in the second block, we put a strong emphasis on so-called specialization courses. And in here, you'll have the issues that are placed high on the policy agenda. And this is what we've observed in contemporary economic diplomacy. So, I mean, those of you who either worked or who maybe plan to work in the foreign service know that international competitiveness is, I would say, ranked very, very high when it comes to the foreign policy issues. Nations branding, another topic, but also environmental conflicts in the world economy and the solutions. So we are just before the COP26 in Glasgow, and we know how the world is actually paying, how much attention is being paid to environmental issues, especially nowadays. We do have also in this blog a set of classes that is connected with the European issues. Since we're in the European Union, we'd like also to give you a flavor of the lobbying process in the EU, of the decision-making process in the EU, but also antitrust law and policy, or challenges that are connected with the Eurozone. So I think that in those classes, everybody can find something for themselves. When it comes to the third block, here you have a skills training that I was describing before. And as you can see, there's a class on international negotiations, diplomatic protocol, public speaking, managing diverse and virtual teams, or the cross-cultural management that is specifically delivered from the US perspective. Why I'm saying that this is from the US perspective, because actually the team of the teachers that is delivering those classes is international. I mean, we do have professors from Germany. We do have also professors from US. So you can be sure that you will be getting, I would say, firsthand experience in terms of the international issues. So this is how the program looks like. Now let's move to how the classes are organized. So we do meet every 2 weeks. So we plan to start at the very beginning of October. By the way, this preliminary schedule is available on the website, so we can easily have a look. So we meet, as I said before, every 2 weeks, and usually somewhere around, I would say, the end of May, there's a final examination, and I would say the whole program ends. So what does it mean? Probably, I think that it's going to be 21st or 22nd of May, you will be taking this final examination, which is oral. And of course, it's going to be in the digital mode, in the online forum. And then if you get the grade, if you pass it, then you'll get a diploma. The graduation ceremony, depending on the circumstances, might take place either in May or in June or the beginning of September. That is to be decided later, but we'll see. Okay, and we're very actually open to scheduling that also to September, because this is how it usually works. So how the classes look like? Well, you need to get up quite early in the morning on Saturdays, but it's not that early. It's 9:50. So we start 9:50 on Saturdays and 8 o'clock sharp on Sundays. So why there is this difference? Usually, and this is my experience, people want to have a little bit of rest on Saturday morning, so they don't want to get up that early. So that is why we start like around 10, and on Sundays we start at 8, so that you will have some of the afternoon to yourself, right? So each day you can expect to have 3 to 4 lectures. Each lecture, this is together 90 minutes, so sometimes with a break 45 minutes times two, right? That depends on the lecturer and on the group. So usually 2-3 lectures a day. I'm saying usually because you might have weekends when you're going to have 4 lectures, and you might have those when you're going to have 3. That depends. And of course, I said before, we were very thrilled that this year we're going to move fully online. So we'll be using the Microsoft Teams software based on the SGH license. So we'll be operating within that framework. We put strong emphasis on having interactive classes, and we believe that this is one of the best issues in actually the online mode. So that can be done. And I'm always telling that to my students, that I don't need their bodies, I need their heads. So this is actually the necessity of the online mode. And we hope to do it again this year. What about the course merits? So you're granted the merits for each course based on your performance, but there are no grades. There is only pass or not pass. So each lecturer actually individually decides how the students will be getting course merits. Sometimes this is an active participation in the classes. Sometimes this is another task. Sometimes this is some kind of test. another time that might be a conversation. And that again depends on the choice of the lecturer. So they do have like the liberty. I mean, the teacher has the liberty to design the way that students are granted course merits. And there's an important issue before the graduation. So you have to have merits for all of the courses. So it means that if you want to graduate, if you want to get the diploma, if you want to be admitted to, if you want to sit the final examination to take it, you need to pass all courses. If not, then you'll be granted additional possibility to do so, but probably not in May or June, maybe in September. So this is actually, that depends on your actually ability to devote to the classes. When it comes to the final examination that I've been describing so much, so that usually takes the oral form. So it means that there's an oral examination. Usually there are two or three people in the commission. There's a program director and one or two teachers that have been working in the program. And then the student gets two or three questions from the classes, so from the whole program. I think that, well, that may take up to 45 minutes per person, because we do talk a lot, so we want to make sure that that you understand the issues that were included in the courses. When it comes to timing, as said before, this is usually somewhere around May. So this time the final examination takes place. And the graduation ceremony, as said before, this is the ceremony that is connected with the awarding of the diplomas. So that may take place either in June or in September. So that depends, and that will be decided later on. When it comes to the registration procedure, I don't know how many people in the room are those who may be registered, but they are still considering whether to join or not. But those of you who have not, so there's a, you have here the link. This is the website. So it's sgh.waw.pl/psed, like Postgraduate Studies Economic Diplomacy. And there's a tab, Register Online, on your right hand side. Once you open that, you'll see two boxes. One of them, this is Registracja in Polish. The system is fully in Polish, so I'd like to go through this to make sure that the English-speaking guests feel comfortably with that. So this is the registration. This is logging into the system. So as of now, that does not concern you that much. So the registracja or the registration process is available here. And again, this website is available only in Polish. But so, and we've done a lot to actually help our students to register. So you can either translate it yourselves, and this is actually how that looks like when you translate it through the system, but you can also always ask for our assistance. And we've done it, we've been there, we know how it is. So if you would encounter such problems, just let us know, me or Anya, and we'll help you with this. Now, the foreign diplomas and the registration into the system. So when it comes to those of you who are from Poland or from the European Union or who have graduated from the universities with which SGH has an agreement, there's no problem with the recognition of the diploma. For those of you who are the holders of the diplomas from the universities with SGH does not have such an agreement, will have to go through the process of the diploma recognition. So in order to do this, you'll have to submit either master's or bachelor's diploma with a transcript of records. Sometimes this is, depending on the country and on the university, that's not the transcript of records or the transcript of courses, but it's rather a general opinion of the diploma. So it depends on the university that you graduated from. Additionally, to this foreign diploma and the transcript or the general opinion, you'll have to submit a translation into Polish of both documents, and that has to be sworn or certified translation. So it's important to actually have them translate, both of them translated into Polish. An important issue, it may take up to 30 days. We are very flexible in this, but this is a quite, I would say, long procedure. So like this 1 month period, this is the time that we, let's say, reserve for the foreign diploma recognition. It does not have to last that much, but it may. So just to be honest with you, you need to know that before deciding for the program. Then, once the diploma is recognized by the SGH, you can actually pay the tuition fee. Tuition fee amounts to 7,500 zloty. This is, I think, around 1,500 euros, something around that. And you can either pay the whole amount at once, or you can pay into installments. The first one has to be paid once you register, but the second one can be paid by the end of January 2022. So if you want to divide this payment into two installments, so each of the installments has to be equal, so it's 3,000 zloty, 750. So there's such a possibility to do this. Then there's a delivery of the documents. After receiving the payment, you'll get the information from the registration system that you have to do this. And this condition for the successful completion of the admission process is this delivery of the complete set of original documents. So you need to include the registration form that is available in the documents tab in the registration system, and the originals of the documents that are attached in the system for the inspection. That usually refers to the diplomas that you are putting into the system. And we've encountered a number of situations with foreign diplomas, and we know that sometimes you do have only one copy of that. So if you do have such a situation, you please contact us. We will assist you in every possible manner to make it possible to attend the program and submit the original document to us. But you have to let us know about the situation, and we'll do whatever is possible, whatever we can do to help you with this. So that's the delivery of the documents. So those documents can be delivered in two ways. The first is you can do that in person. You can consult Mrs. Karolina Nivet, and here's her email address. This is also available on the website. Or you can send it by traditional mail or courier to the address of the Warsaw School of Economics that is available here. And again, that's also available on the website, so it's not actually that important to put it down. In case of any troubles, any problems, please contact me or Anya so we can help you with this. So to briefly sum it up, what kind of documents you need to have in order to register to the program. So first you need to enter the website,
Then you need to scan your bachelor or master's degree, and then you need to wait for the foreign diploma recognition, if that's the case. If not, those who've graduated from the universities that SGH has the agreement with, probably at this point will have no further, let's say, responsibilities apart from delivering documents. And this is it. Yeah, and I think that this is it as far as this introductory session is concerned. So that took me half an hour. I'm quite good on time. So this is actually the moment when we'd like to start the Q&A session. So we'd like to remind you that you can do this. I mean, you can pose the question in two ways. So firstly, you can type the question in the chat, or you can raise your hand so that we can give you the floor. So I hope that your coffee is still warm enough, or water is still sparkling. I'm going to move to Anya so that we can work with the questions that you're going to have. Okay.
Two questions. So first one.
Okay. So the first question from Mrs. Piar East: is the program confirmed to start, or there is still uncertainty related to the number of participants? Yes, the program is confirmed to start. There is no uncertainty related to the number of participants. I hope that this answer is complete for you, Joanna. Is it okay?
Yes, thank you. But actually, I have another question, if I may.
Yes, go on, please.
Okay. So I was wondering, when is the deadline to actually decide whether we go for it or not? Is there any one date by when we should have the whole procedure related with the recruitment process completed?
That actually depends much on you and on the diploma that you are holding, right? Because if you are a holder of the Polish diploma, then I think that you can...
Day before.
Even a day before, but it would be difficult because you need to sign an agreement.
Yes.
So I think like... the latest, I would say, 2 weeks before the classes start. I think that's the latest, right?
So it's now.
Yeah, so it's more or less now.
Okay.
Joanna, let me ask you, do you have, if it's not a secret, do you have a Polish diploma or not?
Excuse me?
Do you have a Polish university diploma
yes.
or not?
Yes, yes. I do a Polish diploma. It's more my concern is more related to funding. I mean, there's a chance that the studies will be funded by my company, so that's why there is this uncertainty from my end, actually, when it comes to
okay got it. Just drop us an email and we'll talk about that individually, okay? Because you know this is a private issue, so I don't want to go into detail into that, but just drop me or Anya an email. Okay,
sure, thank you.
Okay, so by the way, there's a slide with all the emails. The first one is Anya's, the second one is a general one, and the last one is mine, so you can use anyone you actually wish that reaches us both. We do have also another question, and this is from Nelson. What if I am not available on certain course weekends? So if I got that question correctly, you want to ask what happens if you cannot participate in some of the classes. Is it right, Nelson? Yes, okay, yeah, okay. So thank you for this explanation. So in such circumstances, we do advise students to contact the professors directly. And in such situations, the teacher explains or gives additional reading materials or gives the access to some of materials that are available online in order to catch up with the course or with the classes. If that's the case, if that refers to the classes that lasted 1 weekend, for instance, then you will have to also ask the teacher about what is the possibility to get course merits. If it's not the case, if these are the classes that took part or that were stretched to 2-3 weekends, you need to just catch up with the material. So so in this sense, you don't have to worry that much about getting course merits. So again, to sum that up, individual contact with the professors in order to ask what was the material covered and whether you need to obtain the course merits. But from my experience, and we also done it in the, let's say, traditional mode, teachers, professors are very open to discussion lots of the issues concerning the study. So don't be afraid. I mean, I'm also a teacher in different postgraduate programs, and last semester I was delivering classes online, and apart from my classes that I was supposed to deliver, I spent an hour additional with the students because they wanted to simply discuss some additional issues. So so that's how actually it works. Nada, if I pronounce it correctly. Hi, nice to meet you. So 2 points. Does the course have a regional focus, and is there a final year written project? That's a very good question, Nader. Thank you for this. So firstly, is there a final year written project? I should have mentioned that at the very beginning, but I have assumed that by default, that you know that the program lasts 1 year. So this is a 2-semester program. So you work through 1 year. There is no written project at the end of the program. Instead of that, you have the oral examination. So this is a substitute of the written project or a written test, or however you want to call it. So this is this oral examination. And does the course have a regional focus? We wanted to avoid that actually, because there are such a variety of people who have been so far attending the courses that we don't want to focus on a specific region. Thus, we have part of the classes concerning those European regional issues, but we do have also this US component. And we do have also a professor from Germany who is giving more, let's say, of German, but also / European perspective. By the way, the classes on international competitiveness are delivered by the professor from SGH, who is specializing in Asian studies. There is the globe covered by the issues that are included in the program. Nada, does it answer your question?
It does. Thank you very much. Yes, that's very useful. Thank you.
From Nada. Oh, I also see that there's another question. Can the participants use the SGH facilities on the workshop days, being there and online? If you want to use, the facilities that are open to everybody at SGH, yes. So there's no such a problem. Of course, if you'd like to use a specific room, meaning that you want to enter a room like this, we would have to know that in advance to actually help you with that, because to enter the room, we need to have it open and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. But if you want to be just at the school premises, you want to use, the school premises to sit down with the computer and to work a little bit, it's not a problem. You can go also to the library. You can use the cafeteria, whatever is actually available in here. So, I think that it is, right? Mm-hmm.
That's very useful. Yes, thank you. Practical question. This was, if you have a young child, which I do, sometimes every weekend or every second weekend is not going to be so easy with a young child. So looking for the location was what I had in mind of possibly finding a quiet corner. That's very useful. So the library is open on Saturdays and Sundays, is that right? Library facilities.
Yes. Right. Yes, don't worry. I mean, we with Anya have been there. We know how it's with little children. We know that sometimes you need a place to work, and yeah, you can do it. If you'd let us know that you also need a small room, so we'll try to make it work for you.
Thank you.
So yeah, just let us know. We are all parents. All right, so do we have any other questions? Maybe there's somebody who'd like to say the question loud.
Sorry, if I may.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, go on, please.
Just to continue what you've said already, and you've described eloquently about the qualifications, I come from a university that doesn't issue transcripts. So I have a PhD previously from University College London. So I think I need to email you, is that right? And then we can sort it out specifically.
Yeah, just let us know what, and we will then decide what to do next, because we'll need to consult the authorities at our university, and they are letting us know whether we will have to have some kind of general opinion on the diploma or something else. But as said before, each situation is individual when it comes to diplomas. So that is why we're kindly asking to let us know if you're submitting the foreign diploma, so we can assist you and we can make this process work for you and for us quickly, right? Because this is the 20th of September, and you're starting in live. Yeah, in 3 weeks, more or less, right? So so time is of the essence. So just drop us an email and we'll see what to do next, and we'll advise you with this. Okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do we have any other questions?
Yes. Hi, hello. I have a question. Would you recommend this postgraduate studies to someone who's more focused on career shift rather than boosting already the existing, let's say, experience in international economics?
Thank you for this. So actually, I've seen myself during like previous three editions, people who were from such different actually areas that I was at sometimes even amazed myself or surprised myself about their interest in economic diplomacy. And then when talking to them, they told me, you know, we are actually considering right now a career shift, and not always into diplomacy, because economic diplomacy is not only about diplomacy. And thus they were attending the program. So in this sense, I would say yes, but you need to decide it yourself. So based on what you want to do. So of course, I cannot use the names, but I can tell you that we had a student who was working. Of course, we had a number of students from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Poland, Republic of Poland. We had people from different embassies. We had people from different chambers of commerce. We had also people from private business, from pharmaceutical companies. We had people from authority that is supervising the roads in Poland, roughly. I don't know how they are called in English. Generalna dyrekcja dróg krajowych i autostrad. So the general authority for roads and highways whatsoever. Yeah, that's what I can right now just recall. But I'd like to mention also another important feature, and I think that this is also important when it comes to postgraduate studies. There's always a networking component in the program. So you can And I think that students have to do this. They have to network a little bit, maybe to ask other people how it is to work somewhere else and to make new contacts. So this is what I believe is the essence of postgraduate studies when it comes to the opportunities that they can offer. I am also in contact with some of the students from previous editions, and I know how they are switching their jobs. So believe it, I mean, some of them are not working in diplomacy, they are not career diplomats, but they are doing different things. And I know that they were undertaking those classes to learn something new, maybe to gain new contacts, and maybe consider a change of career path. So yeah, Grzegorz, I don't know if that answers your question. That was a very long description. Hope you don't mind it, but I just wanted to tell you, to give you a full full description of the situation, because I've seen it myself and people were asking that question. So yeah, I know that it's important. Grzegorz, is it okay?
Yes, thank you. That's a good answer to my question. Thank you.
Okay. Do we have other questions? No, maybe somebody from the room would like to raise a hand and ask some question. No. So I don't see it coming. So guys, I'd like to, I think, briefly sum up our today's meeting. So again, if that's not a course and that's not a program about glasses and dresses. So we're gonna talk a lot about diplomatic protocol, yes, but it's more about the economic issues behind contemporary diplomacy. Economic diplomacy as such. So those of you who are not connected or who are not working for the embassies, I don't know, in commercial sections of different embassies, who work for private industry, private business, can also find their place here. I mean, in general, this program is not only designed for diplomats, because that would have to be called diplomatic program. So it's not about only diplomacy. It gives the possibility for number of, I would say, professionals to consider networking opportunities, career shifts, or to deepen their knowledge in case of contemporary diplomacy, economic diplomacy as such. So if you'd like to ask some additional question, or you didn't have the opportunity to do so today, just drop us an email either to Anya or to me, and we'll assist you with that. Also, if you don't feel comfortable with the registration procedure, just again, let us know. We'll help you with this. To finish that meeting, I'd like to use a quote from Berejin James, who've been writing a lot about economic diplomacy, saying that it's more about economic carrots and sticks. And this is what we're going to investigate a lot during our course. So what about those, what are those economic carrots and what are those economic sticks? So I'd like to thank you for today's meeting. I think that we'll be, we will have a chance with Anya to meet you in the future again online. And I hope that it's going to be a great journey in the online mode. So thank you for today. And again, hope to see you in the future. Yeah, in the class. Thank you, guys, and goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.